This is New England Public Media. Massachusetts continues to see the total count of deaths due to COVID-19 rise. More than 900 Western Mass residents have now died of the coronavirus, among them Mary Owens Lindenschmidt, who was 91 when she died of complications from COVID-19. Her grandson, Kenneth Mick Evans, remembers his grandma.
With silver hair, her being older from what I remember, curly hair, short stature, always a smile on her face.
According to her family, Mary lived most of her life in Massachusetts.
Especially out in Berkshire County. She worked in the Pentagon. She went to college out in Rhode Island, worked in places out in Boston.
The Pentagon? Yep. Mary was a secretary.
I think it was for one summer. There was one time, an episode on NCIS, where she figured out how this one criminal was reading the typewriter reels. When she was at the Pentagon, they would have to dispose of all the typewriter reels so that someone wouldn't be able to reconstruct what the secretary such as her had been typing.
On her Lanesboro property, Mary grew flowers and vegetables. What wasn't eaten fresh from the garden was canned. It was another kitchen talent she had that her grandson says was very important to the man who would become her husband, Albert.
I think a mutual friend has set her up with my grandfather. Like, they told my grandfather that she makes her own bread, which was a big selling point for him with his German background and having homemade bread.
They got married in 1959 and celebrated more than 5 decades of marriage. I asked Mary's grandson, Kenny, what he would tell his kids someday about his grandma.
She was a very active woman, engaged in a lot of different things, loved family, loved God, always tried to have a very positive spirit, persevered through a lot of hardship and physical pain.
The pain was from osteomyelitis, a bone disease that Mary got as a child. Later in life, Ken's mom cared for her mother, and so when Ken's mom and grandma both ended up in the hospital, he says it was actually a blessing.
Because my mother got to be there, like holding my grandmother's hand when she died.
They both had COVID-19, and there was no reason to keep them apart.
So they got to be there together.
That was Kenneth Mick Evans, remembering his grandma, who passed away as an inpatient at Berkshire Medical Center on April 21st of this year. Mary Owens Lindenschmidt's husband, Albert, predeceased her in 2014. For New England Public Media, I'm Carrie Healy.